Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Two MDCT legislators and a freelance journalist are briefly detained in Harare following police clashes with protesters demanding jobs from the ZANU-PF government.
The jobs campaign is a campaign by the MDC Youth Assembly to demand jobs from the illegitimate government of Robert Mugabe, which has failed to deliver its electoral promises of 2.2 million jobs.
The African National Congress Party hits back at President Robert Mugabe's criticism of South Africa's slow pace in trying to address imbalances created by the apartheid system.
As a colonialism of a special type, we don't have a policy of driving whites to the sea. We don't have that policy. And we're not going to pretend to be having it.
And the pending attachment of property belonging to MDC founding president Morgan Tsvangirai and the party over nearly $500,000 in salary arrears for dismissed workers in two MDC formations.
These are workers who were dismissed by Mr. BK and Mr. Mangoma for reasons best known to themselves. When they took their matter to court, Mr. BK himself and his company, Hanlon Blackenberg, began to defend the claim.
Two MDCT legislators and a freelance journalist were briefly detained in Harare today when heavily armed police officers clashed with protesters who were demanding jobs from President Robert Mugabe's administration. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
More than 300 youth gathered in Harare Central Business District, sang revolutionary songs and held placards demanding that Mr. Mugabe fulfills his election promise of creating more than 2 million jobs. One of the placards read, "Mugabe, we want our jobs now." Outside parliament, police details wielding baton sticks engaged in running battles with the youths of the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change Party, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, blocking them from petitioning the National Assembly. Ordinary people who were in the Central Business District were also not spared of the beatings. Some officers were also stoned by the protesters in retaliation, resulting in several shop owners closing their businesses. Freelance journalist Anderson Manyere were among those arrested, according to acting youth spokesperson Love Mochino Putsa.
The jobs campaign is a campaign by the MDC Youth Assembly to demand jobs from the illegitimate government of Robert Mugabe, which has failed to deliver its electoral promises of 2.2 million jobs. So today, the young people of Zimbabwe were demonstrating against the Robert Mugabe regime when the police came in their numbers and disrupted the demonstration by the young people. In the process, they took the Member of Parliament from Avoku, James Maridad. They also took the chairperson of Harare, who is also the Member of Parliament for Harare East, Comrade Eric Murau, together with the spokesperson of the Youth Assembly, Comrade Clifford Tlachwayo, as well as Shakespeare Mkoi, who is the chairperson of Harare Province, as well as Albert Chidakwa, a provincial member of the Harare Youth Assembly, and two other people whom we do not know their names as yet.
Chinoputa criticized the police for using maximum force to crush the demonstration.
The Robert Mugabe regime does not respect people's human rights. It also does not have an interest in looking after its citizens. Well, since this was a simple, peaceful demonstration to demand jobs, we see that Mugabe, as the head of SADC, has no respect for people's rights, has no respect for human rights, and will do anything to retain his power.
Maridadi, Murai, Manyere and Tlachwayo were later released without charge, although it is still unclear whether an unspecified number of other activists had been freed at the time of going to air. Meanwhile, Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition chairperson Dewa Mavinga criticized the government for crushing the demonstration, saying the Harare administration is on the forefront of undermining constitutional democracy.
Our new constitution guarantees the right for people to peacefully demonstrate and march and express their frustration at lack of jobs in the country. But we have seen a reluctance and unwillingness by this government to align all its laws to be in line with the new constitution and to conduct themselves within the framework of the rule of law and in observance of people's rights.
Mavinga called on member states of the Southern African Development Community to rein in Mr. Mugabe, saying his actions were a threat to regional peace, Mr. Mugabe last week assumed the chairmanship of the regional bloc at a summit held in the resort town of Victoria Falls.
If SADC is genuinely committed to human rights respect, then they must rein in the SADC chairperson and ensure that the citizens of Zimbabwe enjoy their rights that are reflected in our constitution.
Meanwhile, the MDCT youths have vowed to continue protesting until their job demands are met. The National Statistical Agency, ZimStats, has pegged the country's unemployment rate at 11%, contrary to claims by some economists that the unemployment rate is hovering around 80%. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.